This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Car and truck manufacturers are wrapping up a fine year. If sales are the measure, if vehicle recalls are the measure, a different picture emerges. But the profits are front and center as the United Auto Workers Union sits down with GM, Ford, and Chrysler Fiat to hammer out a new contract next year. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
5 years ago, few would have imagined a future as bright as today. Hiring is up, profits are up, gas is down, and the Detroit Three have a stable of sexy new cars. Profits are up in part because wages for senior workers have been frozen for 10 years, and new hires are paid on a much lower scale. Tim O'Hara is the vice president of UAW Local 1120 at the GM assembly plant in Lordstown, Ohio.
You know, it is hard when you have people working right next to each other making two different wages doing basically the same work. So hopefully we can get that turned around in the negotiations coming up.
Bill Visnick is a senior editor at Edmunds.com. He says the UAW could make a case that the period of austerity in Detroit is over.
We see your quarterly reports. You're making billions of dollars. You know, share that with us.
Visnick says auto workers have received profit-sharing bonuses, and car makers aren't likely to roll back the concessions they feel are key to their current success. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.